Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Father, we thank you tonight for the richness of the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you and thank you for this book. This book of covenants. Praise you and thank you for it. I'm asking you and believe that I receive the anointing of God tonight to stand behind this holy desk. With all of the teaching anointing, supernatural anointing to teach, and every gift and endowment necessary to carry out the reason you sent me to this place. I thank you for it, and I'm asking you that not one person in the sound of my voice, not one person in this room, not one person in all of the households all over the world that are hearing and seeing, that not one person, not one, goes through the end to the end of this service untouched by the mighty power of the living God, the dunamis power of the Lord Jesus Christ by His Spirit. And because I pray it in the name of Jesus, I consider it done. Thank you. Amen. May I remind you again, there was one preacher, he was a con preacher. I won't call his name. But he said, I'll tell you, that's a bloody bunch. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. This is an Eastern book. And it challenges the Western mind. But it's blood covenants. The first one in the blood of animals, the next in the blood of men through circumcision, and the next through the blood of Jesus. These ratified covenants. And when people say, I plead the blood, well, it works. But most people don't understand why it works. It works because Revelation 12:11. They overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And when you plead the blood of Jesus, Satan, I plead the blood of Jesus, you just threw this whole book in his face, and he knows it. He is a defeated foe. Jesus stripped him and actually brought him to naught, made a zero out of him. Glory to God. So, now we talked about core values. This should be the core value of every born-again, Spirit-filled believer. Number one, we put the Word of God first place. This is final authority. Final authority. It is final authority for people, governments, ideas, source. This is the source of life, real life. This book. And as a believer, God will use many channels. But Jesus is the source. He meets our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He is the source. And this book is my life and my source. Now, those tabs you see sticking out of mine, those are healing scriptures. And you can just take the time. Well, that one just fell open to Isaiah 53. Some of them are marked, some of them are not. But, I mean, there's Psalm 91. There's Nehemiah. Oh, you turn over there to Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Isn't that wonderful? If you're weak and tired, your joy is low. Yeah, but I don't feel any joy. Well, nobody said anything about what you feel. This says you're strong. So you start off saying, I'm strong. Now, come on, joy. The little book of Philippians. If you were to find out the situation that that great apostle was in when he wrote that, it was awful. And he used the word joy in one form or another 19 times. Rejoice. Hallelujah. So, I sense an urgency in my spirit for you to, and to say this publicly, become covenant-minded. I have a covenant. I'm a covenant person. I have an agreement. Amen. I have an agreement with the Most High God. And I am His to command. Praise God. I'm His to command. At all times. I wake up talking to Him and I go to sleep talking to Him. When I'm at I'll tell you something about Gloria. We were listening to, there was a message that I'd heard from Brother Hagin Brother Hagin's already, gone home to glory. But this particular message, there was something in it I wanted to hear. And so I have a little stand of a thing, and she and I had both gone to bed, and we were sitting there, and I had my iPad up on there. And when he started giving the invitation, I thought since Gloria and I are already pretty well saved, we just turned it off right there. And I said, okay, sweetheart. And I leaned over there to kiss her. She said, not in front of Brother Hagin. She and I have more fun. Well, that's one of the last thing I just say. I tell her, good night, my love. And then I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all of my strength. All of my strength means all of the wealth that I have, all the influence that I have anywhere. He's first. I love my neighbor as myself, and a lot of times that's politicians. I cannot afford to criticize them, because I've not walked in their shoes. And I just love people. Love people. And go to sleep with it. Begin to pray in the Spirit and fall off to sleep. And the next morning, I go through the healing scriptures in the bathroom. I suggest you do the same. The core values, the core, the most essential part of anything, and we talked about the core of an apple. That's essential because the life, that core is where the seeds are. And the seed. Now, what was somebody said? You can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed? Amen. And those little seeds, that little tiny thing, have you ever seen an apple tree? Oh, what a marvelous tree. So, there in Abilene, we had a peach tree. It was an old one. And that the ground there is sandy and you just water it and it just, oh. And one time that tree got so heavy laden with peaches that it split like this. And for somebody that liked peaches, oh, well, anyway. Number one, we put the Word of God first place and final authority. Number two, we live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Our lives are sustained by faith. And, well, yes, sir, I will. Let's put up on the screen Hebrews 11, 1. And the Amplified, and get the definition of faith. Now, look at this. Now, faith. When is faith?
Now.
Hope is in the future. But listen, hope is the blueprint for faith. And people use hope. Well, are you going to be healed today?
Well, I sure hope so, Ben Cooper.
No, you're not hoping, you're wishing. Hope says, yes, I do. What? I absolutely hope to be healed because faith is the substance of my hope, and I'll walk out of there well. I'm supposed to be healed today. That's still on my heart. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. You can't see faith any more than you can see the wind. But you look out there and you say, look at that wind blow. You can't see the wind. But you can see the results. I'm always amazed, and I understand it, of course. I never was afraid to fly. I wanted to fly since I could breathe. And the day I soloed, I could hardly wait to get that guy out of my airplane. But people hit bumps in there. Now, if you were on a lake and you saw those little bumps, it wouldn't frighten you. But you can't see the bumps. They're bumps in the air. That airplane is riding on that air. It's actually going through the air and producing lift. But in aviation terminology, it's called chop. Sometimes you get bumps. There are waves in the air. They're not air pockets. There are no pockets up there. And particularly when you're flying at a high speed. You come across there, and there's a sharp drop and a wave in that air, and the airplane is going to do that. Suddenly. So keep your seatbelt fastened. Amen. Amen.
Like we do up in the cockpit.
Just keep it fastened. But now, this is a good analogy of flying instruments when I can't see. When I first started to learn, I said, I'm not moved by what I see. And I said, Gloria, I already know how to do this. She said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm an instrument pilot. I fly in the clouds. And I can see just as well in the clouds as I can when it's good weather. Why? I've learned to read that panel and trust it. There it is. But I had to learn how to do that by training. And if you don't, you get vertigo. If you try to believe your feelings and try to fly an airplane by believing your feelings and you get where you can't see, then and your mind is not trained, your inner ear is going to tumble. and you'll feel like you're turning and try to straighten it up, and that's when you started the turn. So now the thing's turning, and you don't know it. You think it's upright. You better trust those instruments. Put it back where it belongs, whether you feel like it or not. Put it back where it belongs. Don't let the airplane fly you. Don't you let that headache fly you. Don't you let a stomachache fly you. You put it back where it belongs. You do the flying. And that book is your panel. And the blood of Jesus is your guarantee. And faith will fly you through it. Amen. I had to learn to have faith in the engines. You do the maintenance. And there's been a lot of preachers that they were going to get into airplanes. And I told them, I said, listen, you do the maintenance or get rid of that thing. You'll stick it up like a dart someplace. Do the maintenance. Take care of business. If you can't do it, come over, we'll help you. If that doesn't work, stop flying that thing and get rid of it. Go back to the airlines. And pick a good airline, not a cheap one. Some of them don't know what they're doing. All of this has to do with life, and all of it has to do with the covenant and core values. See, that military, the core value of that instructor, he's training this man to go to war. And his core value is, we're going because we're going to win. You don't let anything stop you. Our core value, put the Word of God first place. We live by faith. Oh, we walk in love. Love makes faith work. Praise God. Because faith love works by love. We're led by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Romans 8, 14 through 17. Now tonight, we pray about everything. I had somebody say to me one time, he said, Copeland, you are a fanatic. I said, what are you talking about? You're the kind of fool that would pray about a parking place. I said, I don't go down there without praying about it. I said, you're the fool that drives around the block. Man, I can't tell you how many times I drive up in there and said, Lord, I don't want to wail, but tell me which way to go. And it would just rise up on the inside of me. Go around that next lane and stop. There's a guy coming out over there. Oh, well, I don't. No, you better don't violate that. You go around there even if it didn't work. You learn to trust that and it'll begin to work for you. Amen. I pray about which way to go. Which way to come home. Dr. Avery Jackson is a neurosurgeon, lives in Michigan. He's on our board of directors, and oh, what a delightful man. He knew he was going to be a brain doctor when he was a little boy. Don't you? And people would say, oh, what are you going to be when you grow up? Brain doctor. Oh, yes. And, well, he's a brain doctor. That's what he does. And he was teaching and saying that most accidents happen within 20, 25 miles of home. You know why? They don't think about it. Just keep going the same way, and he'll tell you why it happens in your brain. Change up the routine. Or move. No, that won't fix it. That fix it for a little while. But change up your routine. And it does, your brain wakes up, is what he says. You just wake your brain up. Go home a different way. Amen. Just change your routine a bit. Now, we pray about everything. Let's look over here at the 18th chapter of Luke. Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Ought always to pray and not faint. I like what Gordon Robertson on the 700 Club, he calls it sustaining prayer. I like that. You just stay with it and stay with it. And you act great, not without the book. This is the answer to the prayer. Start with the answer. You need healing, it's in here. Then pray the book. Pray the word. I had the Lord say to me one time, let the word fight its own fight. You just stay cool. Rattle your sword a couple of times. Devil, you know you can't put that on me. The last time I had any kind of a flu symptom was a minister's conference, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. I was sitting on the front row. And all of the symptoms attached itself to my body, and I began to chill. I was just sitting there. You can't put that on me. You know you can't put that on me. Get your filthy hands off my body. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you get. In about 12 minutes, 12, 15 minutes, it's gone. Let the word fight its own fight. It's not what you think, it's what you know. Now, my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, oh, he taught me so many things. He called it his knower. And he's talking about faith. And I heard him teach it, but he said this to me. He said, Kenneth, faith has to come to a place where it has a climax in towards God. Well, Gloria calls that when it boils over. It's the same thing. And he said, you just stay in the Word, and you just stay there, and you stay there until you know that 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 you're healed. He said, don't quit till you do. And he said, when the knowing comes, the war's over. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pray about everything in the name.
When my path is uneven and the journey is difficult, your authority is my strength and my peace. Fear will never conquer me, for you have already won, and I have the victory. My trust is in you, and my faith is wide open. Experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention, August 1st through the 6th. Register today at kcm.org/swbc. As a believer, you already meet all the qualifications to being an overcomer. If you're feeling beat down in any area, professionally, socially, physically, or mentally, faith is the key to stepping over into the victory side. In the audio series, Faith, How It Works, Kenneth Copeland's teachings can help you grasp God's faith formula that is found in the Word of God. Get your questions answered through this important foundational teaching. What is faith, and where does it come from? Who has faith? How do you get more faith? How can faith help you live a better life? No weapon of the enemy is a match for faith released. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, and speaking the word releases faith. Take the first steps toward living a God-pleasing life full of love, hope, and victory by receiving this impactful teaching into your heart today. Learn how to use the world-overcoming faith God has given you. The weapons of the enemy are no match for faith when it's released. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, Faith, How It Works, on kcm.org/victory offer, or when you call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are giving you a gift. It's called Faith, How It Works. We know from Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what's the next step to releasing the power of faith? That's why you need to get this teaching. There are foundational truths in this series that will help you be successful in everything that you do. The Copelands are sowing this into your life, so be sure to get your copy. Make it a part of your faith library. It's free, and all you have to do is to request yours on kcm.org. If you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. We have licensed prayer ministers trained in the Word of God who will pray scriptures in faith over you. Receive and take those promises by faith. Write them down. Confess them. Make your declaration of faith. You can also call this number to share your testimony. Let us know what good things God has done for you. We want to rejoice with you and give God praise. I want to remind you that the Southwest Believers Convention is happening this week at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Clear your schedule and get there in person or watch the services online. Immerse yourself in the Word of God. Don't miss this opportunity to fill up on the Word of God and build your faith. Go to kcm.org for all the information. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
I know God's plan and purpose for me is big. No matter where my ministry is, I want to go into it with a strong foundation of faith. That's why I'm going to Kenneth Copeland Bible College.
Get equipped so you can be an available voice for God wherever you go. Learn foundational principles from our skilled instructors to apply to your life. Find out what it means to practically do ministry in the world. To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org.